My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, the first 2 days of November are two important feast days in the liturgy of the church. November 1st is the feast of All Saints, and November 2nd is All Souls Day. Today we celebrate the solemnity of All Saints, saints who are known and unknown, saints who are canonized and uncanonized. It is a day on which we thank God for giving ordinary men and women a share in His holiness and heavenly glory as a reward for their faith. My dear friends, why is there a special day for All Saints? There are two kinds of saints, canonized and uncanonized. The canonized ones are known to us all, precisely because the church has declared them saints. They are famous ones, saints like Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint John, or Saint Bernadette, and Saint Thomas, and so on. In fact, we celebrate the feast of each canonized saint on particular day of the year. But there are countless other saints and martyrs, men and women, and children united with God in the heavenly glory, whose feast we do not celebrate. Many of these would be our own deceased parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, uncle and aunts, friends, children who were heroic women and men of faith. So, church gives us an occasion to remember them with gratitude. They did nothing extraordinary, but they knew how to love and be good. Today's solemnity of All Saints reminds us that we all are called to holiness. My dear friends, to be saints is not a privilege for the few people, but a vocation for everyone. The call to holiness is directed to everyone and must be received from the Lord in a spirit of faith. The saints are our brothers and sisters who have welcomed the light of God in their hearts and have passed it on to the world according to their vocation. Saints are honored not because they did great things, but because the smallest thing in extraordinary manner. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta says, "Do ordinary things with great love for God." To become a saint, not to do big things. Be faithful to our call. If you are a parent, try to be a good parent to your children. Try to be a good husband to your wife. Try to be a good wife to your husband. Be faithful to your call. You can become a saint. The thought struck Saint Ignatius of Loyola, which later inspired him to be so, was, if the saint could do so, why not I? Yes, I can surely become a saint. Saint Alphonse Liguori says, he who does not cherish a desire to achieve sanctity may be Christian, but not good Christian. Saint Augustine says, it is pleasant to see the saints, to be with the saints, and to be a saint. This feast offers a challenge to each one of us. Anybody can become a saint regardless of his age or lifestyle or living conditions. Saint Augustine accepted this challenge when he asked the question, if others can become saint, why can't I? My dear friends, let this feast of all saints inspire us also to be living saints in our families and workplace. Let us cooperate with God's grace so that He can make us holy. May God bless you.